going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is it as easy as just taking Travis Hunter? Would you like to be open to moving down? Do you want to take Abdul Carter?
I would be open to moving down. I think this would be an amazing coup.
I'm open to moving down.
Well, this is what I'm saying here. In this draft, which all we'd ever heard was how bad the draft was, if they can extract a number of picks, not just this year, but another pick in next year's coveted draft, if they could do that with this draft, that's incredible. Because we all admit, like, the Browns need
the
pieces,
price is next
right?
Year's one. The price is next year's one.
If they get a first in next year's draft, that's an all-time move. But I sense that Browns fans would be upset if they did that. Most Browns fans would be like, how are you passing on? Because they're buying into the Travis Hunter hype now, without a doubt.
Well, there's a couple of teams that you might believe are bat bleep crazy to do it. And there's teams that are definitely bat bleep crazy to do it, but it just has no common sense. There is a little bit of common sense to Jacksonville possibly doing something like that, okay? Now, I'm going to get to what Joe said here in just a moment, all right? I said I was going to be at 7:03, and damn it, it's going to be very shortly. Just let me say this. Jacksonville makes sense. Somebody tweeted at me. Heath tweeted at me. Twitter Action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said Carolina because of ownership. That's a possibility. You got Bryce Young there. Now, you do have some weaponry. Not really, but they might be willing to do it. So that's definitely a possibility. There's possibilities there with them, certainly. I've seen Mason Graham going as far down as, I believe, 8 to Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. So there's sensical picks, and then there's like, hey, you know, they're crazy and they might do it. I thought the Jets could be crazy enough because it's the Jets and they're nuts, but I do think that they'll actually stick in this moment and it wouldn't come up to number 2 for you. The Giants, that's a possibility, but I don't think it's enough to get a number 1. I think the price is a number 1 next year. I want your 1 next year in the good draft. So if you want to come meet the price, that's fine, because I know that this guy's an exceptional football player, and I think he's the player that you would want to come up and get. 216-474-0092. All right, before I get to you guys, Joe Thomas said this would be our Super Bowl tonight. He said this on the Zach Gelb Show on Infinity Sports Network yesterday. Hit it.
You get Shador and Travis Hunter on the same team once again?
Unfortunately, I never made the playoffs in my career as a Brown. And so as Browns fans, we always say the draft is our Super Bowl. And if that happened, we would win the Super Bowl this year.
All right. You heard that.
So I do have to say, like, excitement level, sexiness, place going nuts for a pick. Like, they get both of those guys. I do think it would be absolutely incredible in terms of just the showmanship of it. The walking away from a draft with a lot of young fans being juiced. Like, yeah, I could see that. I could see exactly what he's talking about. Do I think that would change the fortunes of the Browns? I'm not entirely sure, because I've gone a little bit cold on Shador from where I was a couple of months ago.
Well, everybody's been saying nasty things about him over the last 72 hours.
I'm not nasty on, but that's not what I'm saying.
But damn it, like, you're paying attention to the media and you're seeing all these. You can't help but start to have a lot of doubt. Except for Peterlin, who bought a jersey of him. But other than that, You can't help but have a little bit of doubt in your mind because of that. I mean, you're hearing coaches say these things. I don't want to believe it. I told you, but it's weighing on you.
Yeah, where was all this stuff, by the way? I mean, we heard a little bit after the combine. Remember, there was the one report that they didn't love the way Shedeur Sanders, the way he conversed with some of the decision makers around the league. They thought it was kind of off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one report afterwards. Now, all of a sudden, right before the draft, they're making it sound like he's the biggest prima donna in the history of football.
Well, I think that they got... If you find... There's always going to be a coach that doesn't like a guy. If you find a guy who definitely wants to have a hand in the offense and you don't think he's Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning or... Now it would be Mahomes, but Mahomes didn't act that way when he first came to the league. That's well documented. It's going to rub people the wrong way. Because I think there's a lot of guys. Remember when it was written yesterday that it was a long time NFL assistant. These are guys that don't trust college football and don't trust the offenses and don't trust the players coming out of college football. Now there's a lot of big walls that are put up around long time NFL assistants and some of these guys coming out of college. So naturally they're going to distrust Shedeur Sanders. And then Shedeur Sanders comes into a meeting and he wants to have a hand in the offense and a hand in the conversation about the offense. Yeah, that's going to bother some guys. That's going to bother some assistant coaches. Everything I've heard, yes, he's a man who definitely knows what he wants. But also I've heard that he doesn't blame the teammates. There are some things that might be true about, again, he is a guy who knows his business. He's definitely his father's son in so many ways. But my fear...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is that. Again, I'm not going to come off the hill. If you're going to make a declaration for a quarterback in this draft, you got to do it with your chest. We're going to go down in a bad draft and give up some more to go after a guy? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. As of right now, I'm taking Travis Hunter at number 2, and I'll talk to you on Friday night at number 33. I'm not moving back up for him. Mary Kay's going to tell you to do something crazy at 822. We might have a knockdown drag out.
But you know that the odds are that because they have that 33rd pick, and as we get later in the first round, maybe it's not Shedeur, but they might end up moving up to get a guy that you like less than Shedeur. So I still want to know what the temperature is for you if they end up doing that.
You want to give away what we're going to sell later?
No, not yet. But I'm just saying that is in the realm of possibilities.
Right now, if anybody read Mary Kay, I ain't gonna be a happy camper. I'm gonna let you know that right now. I'll be very happy about Travis Hunter. I ain't mad at him. I'm not mad at that guy. We ain't against rap. We ain't against rappers. I ain't mad at him. I think it's in the words of Brad Childress, a programmatic non-fit. I would not be thrilled at the situation. I'd be very nervous. I don't want to get mad. I'd be very, 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 very nervous. To the phones we go. Mark and Elyria. Mark, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not terrible, Mark. Go right on ahead.
All right, so I got a question for you, and it's a two-parter. How far down are you guys comfortable with the Browns moving down?
It depends on what you want to offer me, to be honest with you. I mean, the further we go down, the more I got to get back. So that's an open-ended question.
Yeah, but he's asking because you don't want to pass up. Like, we brought up Mason Graham, a few weeks ago. But if you're out of even the Mason Graham sweepstakes.
Yeah, but I think there's solid enough football players. I just don't think you're going to get a guy who's, oh my God, he's going to set the world on fire. Like, one of these guys are bound to become that way, Mark, but as of right now, I don't know. So I think there's a bunch of solid players here.
Yeah, I feel like anything in the top four, you're going to feel that way. But anything outside of that, it's going to be, okay, these guys are going to be, you know, they may be good, but they're going to be role, you know, they may end up just being role players for us just to help fill out, you know, either the offense or the defense or whatever we decide to do. My second part of this question is, if we can believe the reports that, you know, the Browns are looking at moving down to five, right, with Jacksonville.
All right.
How would you feel about them moving a second time to just grab more draft capital?
Again, how far do I got to go? If I'm moving down to five and you want to move back, and plus, I think a lot of people are thinking my way. I think it's very hard to move up for a non-quarterback, right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if they're willing to move up for Travis Hunter, who's going to be willing to move up for Tet McMillan? Who's going to be willing to move up for Mason Graham? Who's going to be willing to move up for Armand Membo? Like, you're not going to find a lot of people willing to do that, so you might be stuck at five.
Yeah, well, and just to be fair, I do not want them to move.
Okay. Yeah.
I want them to take Travis Hunter.
You want them to take Travis Hunter. Okay. I'm fine with that.
I think that he has the ability to make a difference on both sides of the ball.
So you really think he's going to be playing serious defense? Because it's still hard for me to fathom that.
I think he's going to play semi-serious defense.
I think first and foremost, we need somebody on the offense. Play him at wide receiver. Have that be his majority role. But I think that there is definitely an opportunity for him to come in on defense and actually make a difference.
Mark, thank you very much for the call. Let me get to LJ in Brooklyn. You're next up on The Fan.
What up, Ken? I appreciate the Hurricane shout-out the other day, by the way.
Absolutely. Go Canes. We have a very near friend of ours that's connected to the program. Next. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I almost said next. Like, I was like getting you off the phone. Go ahead, LJ.
I was just raising questions. I go back to the Miles re-signing. And him resigning, I figured that came with the name. And he goes on record saying he has an idea of the quarterback situation. And I was a big Shador guy, and I feel like that ship has sailed. And so did they sell Miles on the Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Flacco, Pickett room? And he's like, damn it, that's good with me.
Isn't it okay that they just sold him on $123 million guarantee?
That's also true, but, I mean, he was going to get that anywhere.
Well, yes. Yeah, well, no, because if they weren't going to trade him, they weren't going to trade him. And remember, if he holds out, it's only going to cost him money, LJ.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how their CBA is, so I hate to keep bringing up that dead horse to beat it, but I think that somebody brought up, like, saying, well, they probably told him they were going to take Abdul Carter. That's why he came back and resigned. It's $123 million guaranteed. And by the way, he's a fantastic football player. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I am more than fine with him. As long as he continues to play like this for the next few years, there's going to be a drop off. But as long as he continues to play like this over the next few years, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with him playing for $123 million guaranteed. You can name the names of whatever you want to name. I think he only cares about the U.S. Treasury, and that's perfectly fine with me.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.